This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading a summary of an article on vascular disorders and trauma published on August 1st, 2014. Development of a de novo arteriovenous malformation after severe traumatic brain injury. A case report by Brandon Miller and colleagues. Arteriovenous malformations, or AVMs, are typically considered to be congenital lesions. But in this case report, the authors discuss the presentation of a patient who developed a de novo AVM in cerebral tissue damaged by a traumatic injury years earlier. When the patient was 11 months old, she fractured the left side of her skull and sustained a subdural hematoma, leaving her with persistent hemiparesis on her right side. 5 years later, she developed seizures, and an MRI study revealed a large area of encephalomalacia at the site of her injury, and no sign of a vascular malformation. However, a follow-up MRI study when she was 12 years old revealed an AVM measuring 2.5 centimeters in diameter within the region of encephalomalacia. This lesion was resected without complication, and pathological examination of the biopsy specimen did not suggest any unusual characteristics. This case is unique in that it is the first report of a de novo AVM developing in response to a traumatic brain injury. The recent spate of case reports on de novo AVMs suggest that these lesions are more dynamic than previously thought, and the present case may help to elucidate the mechanisms driving their development. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. And for more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.